Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, who writes the law on our hearts, who draws all people together through Jesus. Amen. Held in God's mercy, let us confess our sin in the presence of God and one another. Holy God, we confess that we are caught in the snares of sin and cannot break free. We hoard resources while our neighbors are hungry and cold. We speak in ways that silence others. We are silent when we should speak up. We keep score in our hearts. We let hurts grow into hatred. For all these things and for sins only you know, forgive us, Lord. Amen. Here is a flood of grace. Out of love for the whole world, God draws near to us, breaks every snare of sin, washes away our wrongs, and restores the promise of life through Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us pray. Holy God, through your Son, you have called us to live faithfully and act courageously. Keep us steadfast in your covenant of grace, and teach us the wisdom that comes only through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
A reading according to Exodus, the 20th chapter, the first verse. Then God spoke all these words. I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself an idol, whether in the form of anything that is in heaven above, or that is on the earth beneath, or that is in the water beneath the earth. You shall not bow down to them or worship them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, punishing children for the iniquity of parents to the third and fourth generation of those who reject me, but showing steadfast love to the thousandth generation of those who love me and keep my commandments. You shall not make wrongful use of the name of the Lord your God, for the Lord will not acquit anyone who misuses the name. Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. You shall not do any work. You, your son or your daughter, your male or female slave, your livestock, or the alien resident in your towns. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that is in them, but rested the seventh day. Therefore, the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and consecrated it. Honor your father and your mother so that your days may be long in the land that the Lord your God is giving you. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. And you shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, or male or female slave, or ox or donkey, or anything that belongs to your neighbor. Holy wisdom, holy words. So this week we're continuing our Lenten journey in the covenant that God makes with God's people. This is a familiar place in reading in Scripture for us all, the Ten Commandments. And the beginning of that, also known as the Decalogue, which is the preamble to the list of the way we should live. It is also known as the covenant at Sinai, where God's people that he has freed from slavery in Egypt have gathered at the foot of the mountain, and Moses has gone up, and a great cloud once again descends. So all the people hear God speaking. This God's divine human covenant is with a wilderness people. And these 10 instructions are more really about relationship than rules. The first four define our individual relationship with God. And the second six, relationship with one another, both in community and with creation. Most people, even those who don't frequent a worshiping community or belong to a church, are familiar with, at least in part, some of the Ten Commandments. Parts of them are inscribed in architecture. They serve as foundational parts of today's code of law, and they show up in colloquial speech, in movies, art, etc. They have permeated our society and our culture. And they constitute unconditional community policy, policy which leads to life and to flourishing for all. Let's take a closer look for a moment at the first four, God and me. First and most importantly, in these commandments, we start with hearing God speaking. God is talking directly to Moses and with the people of Israel, whom are gathered at the base of Mount Sinai. There's direct communication. This is not coming through a prophet, even one as great as Moses. God is speaking to us. And in his opening, I am the Lord your God. It's a reminder that God has done great things. And in this particular case, it's Israel's liberation from slavery. A reminder about to whom we all owe our loyalty, our very existence. A reminder of how God showed up in a concrete way to save God's people. God declares God's own wideness, and God cannot be corralled into one specific time or place. God is the God of the cosmos and everything in it. God's reign is eternal, and God's jurisdiction is the whole of creation. God's name is potent. That is why we're not meant to misuse it. And it also expands out into our actions that are not just our speech, but false oaths, misrepresentation of God's agenda, and bad actors who do so in the name of God. Keeping the Sabbath holy is really for the restoration of our own minds and bodies. But it also reminds us and reconnects us with the whole of creation. Every part of God's creation accomplishes its own work and takes a pause to renew. Fields are meant to lay fallow every 7 years to be cared for and to be rejuvenated for an abundant crop the following year. God set the example first, and God rested after the creation work and gave it for all of us to remember and hold apart from our work life for our own renewal. God gives us these first four rubrics as gift for us and reminder that God has done already miraculous things for us. In the freeing of Israel from enslavement, and he protected them in the wilderness and outlines a way of living that honors our continued relationship of care and love for one another and care and love for God. Old Testament scholar Terence Fretheim puts it this way: the Ten Commandments are to be read through the lens of redemptive confession. God's saving actions have drawn the people of God into a new orbit of life and blessing, to which the people respond by giving a certain commandment shape to their lives. It's good to notice that this formula for life and relationship with God poses no punishment for non-performance, nor is there any being or element assigned to give an enactment of punishment upon those who don't comply. I think this sets it up further that this is a covenant and relationship meant for well-being. It's a relationship with God necessary to instill a desire to follow this covenantal framework, which is good for us. Let's take a look again at the very first statement, I am your God. It draws our attention to the miraculous ways that God has shown up for God's people and continues to do so. And when we look at it that way, it shows us that grace has actually come before law. God has already been faithful to God's promises to Abraham, and God keeps God's promises to us. So now we can see how much love is in this to do or to don't list. How do we put it to work in our day to day to embody the spirit for those next six commandments for the sake of community? Our care and concern for the well-being of each other is what results from our life and vocation as God's people. And there are so many ways here at Lord of Life in which we see this action at work here in this very community. Today is Undy Sunday. Hopefully you noticed that a few things are different here today. Women are serving in all elements of the worship here in the congregation. They're serving as ushers and communion assistants and as preachers. But it's a work of the women's ministry here at Lord of Life that cares for and most importantly remembers those who are living a life of less. Making it just from one day to the next or even one hour to the next without the comforts and security which we all enjoy. The people of Phoenix who find themselves without sufficient housing, food, and clothing are part of our community. They're a part of our community if we are shaping our lives in covenant relationship. We cannot look away and pretend not to see. We cannot distract ourselves and pretend it's someone else's work to do, to care. We cannot dismiss their condition to some deserving if-then scenario, laying all the blame at their feet for their condition. No, we cannot solve the problem in its entirety. It will take much more than we can do here at Lord of Life. But we can love, just like God's covenant loves us and asks us to do. Something as small as fresh undergarments, which seems so trivial to us, means so much in the lives of people who live on the streets and under bridges. I can't even count the times when in conversation with someone living on the streets where socks were more important at that moment than food. Thank you for all that you have brought, your garments of love that you have donated this weekend for the sake of others. It might seem like a small endeavor, but truly it means so much. When we care about, and there are many ways around here at Lord of Life that we show that and act that and live that, those who are different, struggling, underappreciated, isolated, rejected, imprisoned, outcast, lost, and heartbroken, we are living that covenant that God has made with us long before we came. God began this journey with Abraham and Sarah and invites us to participate in the loving covenant he made with the oppressed and rejected whom he rescued so long ago. So let's continue our covenant with God, who loved us first, for the sake of all whom we encounter, and for our own sakes. Love is contagious. We love so that others may know that God's love and promises are for them too. So let us continue on in our covenantal vocation with each other and with those who need to know that they too are beloved and precious to God. Amen.
Our glory, our
I invite you to join with me in the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, and the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. We turn to God now in prayer. Let us pray. You alone, our God, we thank you for the gift of Sabbath rest. Awaken the church to the mystery of your presence and give us glad hearts as we receive the good news of your deliverance. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. You renew creation. Drive out those who would make the earth a marketplace. Protect rainforests, mountaintops, oceans, and wilderness areas from exploitation. Unite nations, policymakers, and businesses in efforts to help the earth. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. You judge the nations. We pray for an end to war and strife in every land. Especially we remember Ukraine, Israel, and Gaza. Strengthen international efforts to negotiate peace and provide humanitarian aid to people fleeing from conflict. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. You bring healing and hope. We give thanks for physicians, nurses, researchers, therapists, and public health workers who prevent and treat illness. We pray for any who are sick, especially those whom we name now. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. You abide with your people. Sustain any in this community undergoing life transitions, marriage, divorce, moving, change of jobs or employment, or the death of a family member. We pray for those preparing for baptism. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. You bring life from death. We remember our loved ones who have died, confident that they have new life in you. May we trust that nothing can separate us from your love. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. Accompany us on our journey, of God of grace, and receive the prayers of our hearts through Jesus Christ, our Savior, who taught us to pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, power, and glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.
Oh, love.